voice of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, well, I must have not made it clear because all the callers hung up, even though I said I was going into overdrive just to talk to you because I don't want to make you hold. But the calls are all flooding back in right now. So we'll take a few with Bob Chapman. But briefly, Bob, what about this article in the New York Times? U.S. is set to sue a dozen big banks over mortgages. The federal government's openly bankrolled by these big banks, bought and paid for. And generally, I've seen them do these investigations just to politicize it and then slap a few wrists or send some low-level guy to prison for 10 years. And they actually do investigations to kind of cover things up. It came out 2 weeks ago, the SEC, as you've said, for decades, but now it's public, would destroy evidence of criminal activity, protected Madoff for 11 years, chief amongst it. But what's your view? Do you have any faith on this, Bob Chapman?
I think it's another attempt to make it look like government is trying to protect the people. As you say, nothing will come of it. They go through the motions, and if anything, the worst possible thing probably is there'll be a fine. They haven't turned it over to the Justice Department, which means it's not a possible criminal action. So as long as they stay in the SEC realm, it's the wrist slap, and that's it. And, you know, outrageous fines, which the corporations pay. Probably 95% of the fines to individuals who work for brokerage firms or small firms and so on, they never get paid.
Let's talk to
people don't know that. They just ignore them. They just don't pay them.
Let's talk to Otter and Mass. Otter, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you today?
Good, buddy.
No, you're not feeling 100%, so I think the first and most important thing that I can say is my prayers to you, your family, your crew. We love you people. You're all doing great. Prayers for Ron Paul, Russell Means. And for our republic, it seems to me there's just so much. You cover it all. It's really tough to narrow it down and pick a point. So it seems like the most important topic of the day is the potential for impeachment, the fast and furious operations, the different psyops that they plan. UN Resolution 21, all of these different distractions, it hurts me. It actually physically hurts me to hear someone like that person call before and then upset you, especially when I know that your throat, and I have respiratory issues, you know that, is giving you trouble. And you know the sock puppet thing, and you know the dissemination thing, and you're a nice man, and you don't ask people in advance, what are you calling about? And if they begin to talk about something different.
Well, you're nice to defend me. I'm just grumpy today. No, it's like the Chinese water torture, where millions of times they ask the same stupid thing, and it's not right what they're saying. And then you go look, and they're wrong again. And it's like, you know, they're like, answer for this issue, answer for that issue. And it's never true. And then there's no way to respond. And I'm trying to just wake people up to deal with the major corruption. And I see so many people that are awake in the Liberty Movement just chasing each other's tails and fighting. But God bless you, Otter. I appreciate that. Let's jam in LT in Pennsylvania. Get a final comment from Bob. LT, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. I would like to see everyone start a garden next spring with seeds, heirloom seeds.
Yes.
Also, I would like to read this and have Bob comment.
Hey, real quick.
Okay, I think I know why our military has more deaths per month from suicide than combat. We recently had a committee composed of puppets for the Queen's corporations say the only cuts to military they would consider are cuts to soldiers, pay, health care, and pensions.
Yeah.
I believe that time, one of the many dual citizens always found in presidential boards.
So we're almost out of time, and I can't go in any more overdrive, but make your point.
Okay, well, it is very important we point out to our brave soldiers that they are modern-day mercenaries for the crown, just like Hessian soldiers.
I totally agree with you. Bob Chapman, final word, and we'll see you back, Lord willing, next Friday.
I agree, and it's been a great program, and I'll be back next Friday, and thanks for having me on.
You bet. Folks, we'll see you tonight. Thank you, Bob. See you next Friday. I've got to get Bob on video Skype for the TV show. Tonight, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern, InfoWarsNews.com. Great job, crew. See you back Sunday, but first tonight, 7 o'clock.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
InfoWars.com for 16 years has led the charge against the technocrats. We have had unrivaled success in unlocking minds, expanding paradigms, and rallying the people to face the new world order. No one can deny that our media operation is the tip of the spear, and it's because of our success that we have a responsibility to intensify our operations against the globalists 110%. We're only a month away from launching a weeknight news broadcast. The social network is nearing completion as well. The free newsletter is reaching hundreds of thousands. Please spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Sign up at the top of InfoWars.com for the free InfoWars Insider email with exclusive video and text reports as well as breaking news. Look in the mirror. You are the resistance. It is up to us, the InfoWarriors, to take the initiative and to defeat the globalists.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings. With the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your 6 free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoods. direct.com/Alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Order your 6 free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get your 6 free meals shipped today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And furious for 6 years. That's right. Before we knew the name of the secret federal program to train Los Zetas at Fort Benning, Georgia, then have them engage in a fake defection, forming their own border drug cartel, Shelley Castile and many other sources here in Texas, Shelley Castile, of course, retired DEA agent, had said that a coming war over narcotics and the $500 billion coming in a year, most of it through Mexico, heroin and cocaine, that there would be a war over that $500 billion. And that, well, just 3 years ago, that Los Zetas had tried to recruit him to train people near the King Ranch down by Kingsville, Texas. And now it's all happened. And at first, ATF agents began to blow the whistle about the fact that they were basically ordering gun shops to let certain key people come in and buy masses of firearms to then take them into Mexico. Now we've learned, and this has come out in federal court in Chicago, it's been reported on by the Chicago Tribune and the El Paso Times. Of course, Paul Watson saw it in the federal record months ago before they even covered it. Proud of our work at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Now it has come out that indeed they were shipping the guns directly to the drug cartels, not just in Mexico, but in Miami, Florida, Chicago, Illinois, Los Angeles, California, and other cities. And how did all this happen? The rats began to bite at each other. The head of the ATF, 3 months ago, was caught perjuring himself before Congress, and ATF agents who he was hanging out to dry released the orders, the documents, the memos, and the emails ordering them to do this. He was trying to deny it. Then he came out and said, okay, I was ordered to by Eric Holder, the head of the Justice Department, the Attorney General. And then he said, here's more documents. Don't blame me. The FBI and DEA were involved. Well, now that's all mainstream news. DEA, FBI, ATF, shipping guns to Honduras, to Mexico, and to drug gangs in major cities, major distribution points, Chicago, Miami, Los Angeles, and now it's coming out that the same thing was going on in areas of New Mexico, Texas. We're learning more every day. What a window into the fact that this federal government is gangster at the top and has put its gangsters in most of the high-level and mid-level positions and are now trying to purge good people. Now, it gives me some faith in America that we can still turn this around, that it was ATF agents, five of them, some of them mid-level, senior in their area, that said, we're not going to be part of this, and leaked the information and then went public. They were either fired or demoted. And, of course, it came out 2 weeks ago, as the Attorney General tries to cover this up, that the supervisors that blocked the information and threatened reprisals, they, of course, the LA Times reported, have now been given raises and elevated to the national level with cush desk jobs now. So this is a criminal mafia that, A, wanted to get guns to cartels trained by the Pentagon to consolidate the flow of drugs into the United States through Mexico and also out of Central and South America, we now learn. That's mainstream news. A month ago came out. Now, continuing. Domestically, it had the added goodie of blaming the Second Amendment. And I saw Holder 2 years ago saying, we've got to pass gun laws. We've got to ban assault weapons. We've got to restrict, you know, buying more than one gun because of the violence in Mexico. And then even after he got caught, he rolled out, as you know, about a month and a half ago and went ahead and said, I don't need a stinking law. Congress wouldn't pass this law. They tried to pass it. So now in four states, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California. Wait, is Nevada involved? Is it five? No, it's four. In those four states, they now, outside of law, do whatever the ATF says. And they're going to people that go in and buy a high-powered rifle or buy 1,000 rounds of ammo. I see in the news every day that they're then being ATF visited or even SWAT teamed, and I'll see it in the news. Man had 27 guns and 4,000 rounds of ammo, and they'll have neighbors saying, it's so frightening. And it's, you know, the retired veteran has been arrested. In fact, I was mailed one of these. Dude pointed it out to me this morning. The Orleans County Record out of Massachusetts, right up there on their northern border. And it says, firearms seized. And it says, ATF take guns from former police officer who has no criminal record, retired. He ran for sheriff, almost won but didn't won, Mr. Chiotti. And he's been a gun dealer for many years. That's why he quit being a cop, so he can make money and, you know, sell guns. He's a registered federal firearms dealer. And they say right here they confiscated his firearms, and they say there's no charges and that they're just taking them, and that's the end of it. So we're going to work on getting him on. It says above, Sergeant David Peterson, a member of the Vermont State Police Bomb Squad, left to assist U.S. alcohol, tobacco, and firearms agents at the home of the individual below. The home in St. Jonesbury below. A basket of firearms sits on the porch. Oh, there's a little a bucket of them, and there was a couple dozen rifles. My God, it's horrible. What am I supposed to do? I mean, I've got granddaddy's firearms. I've got firearms my dad bought me when I was a kid and a teenager. Got the first 410 shotgun he bought me. I've got the guns. I mean, am I evil? I've got thousands and thousands of rounds of ammo. That's how you buy it inexpensively, so you can target shoot and protect yourself. I mean, I see this all the time. Every couple days, it's almost always the same type of headline. And it's in Maryland, Illinois, California, even Florida, Texas. I see it everywhere. Neighbors saw Mr. Johnson, Mr. Brown, in his garage with a firearm and called police. And it's always the same. In some cases, it's gunsmiths. You got the old guys, wife's in there watching TV or cooking dinner. It's almost always a veteran. No criminal record. He can skin a buck. He can run a trot line. They almost always live in some rural subdivision. It's always just, you know, that type of person. And it's always the same story. They're seen, I've interviewed many of them, they're seen in their garage cleaning a rifle or working on one for a neighbor. And somebody walks their dogs. They see some guns lined up there in the little workshop, and they call the cops. Cops come. They go ahead and arrest them. They go ahead and take their guns. And in some cases, they go to jail. They call it an arsenal. And then I go look up the state law. There's no law. And you're like, well, how do they go to jail? Well, how are people getting 5-year, 12-year sentences or charged life in prison in Illinois for videotaping police on the public street? How do they take children every day for not taking vaccines? There's no law. How did the U.S. government sterilize 500,000-plus people up until the mid-1980s? Under the eugenics courts. They're not real courts. I mean, they'll grab you off the street and cut your uterus out. Or lop your testicles off. People email me going, that's not what they did in sterilizations. Yes. Yes, they did it as medical experiments. They would have medical students come in generally from the 20s right through the 80s. I've interviewed the people. It's been all over the news. And they'll just lop it off. This is what America is, okay? Hardcore narcotics trafficking, gun dealing, child kidnapping, gangs of murderers that run the government. Right next to compartmentalized ATF, FBI, sheriff's deputies, they're changing old ladies' tires and going to domestic disputes and going to horrible car wrecks and standing out in 110-degree heat, radar gunning people to raise money for the system. And you've got totally, generally blind, well-meaning, break-their-back-for-America cops right next to their bosses who are narcotics trafficking killers. And everything with the New World Order is about hoaxes, and it's about compartmentalization. Now, here is the federal government caught. The head of the ATF is now resigned, as you know, and it is admitted that there's a giant cover-up. And this should impeach the president. This should impeach the attorney general. I mean, shipping guns all over this hemisphere. And we told you about it 6 years ago. We told you about it 2 years ago. Because we know how it works. Just like our Marines and our Army troops in 9 years, almost 10 years in Afghanistan. It'll be 10 years in a couple weeks. Some of them serving 4 or 5 terms, tours. They began to write letters home. They began. There was a big stink 2 years ago. We were pointing it out. Others were pointing it out that the troops are ordered to actually help grow the opium in Afghanistan. It went from less than 10% of world production to over 90% in just a few years, flooding the world with cheap heroin to get everybody addicted. The poppies that are then turned into the opium, then turned into the heroin, condensed into the heroin. And so what did they do? They just had BBC, ABC News, Fox News, CNN, all of them come out 2 years ago and then again a year ago and just make the troops line up in front of poppies and go, yes, we grow it. It's for America. And the troops were all looking weird. See, they just hide it in plain view. Okay, we're growing it. Move along. Because Pat Tillman was writing letters home. Troops were getting upset. We were getting calls about it. It was a big stink that they were just having the planes land, loading it on, telling the troops, get it on board, get the fertilizer. Troops were like, but you go to jail for this. They're like, never mind that, Sergeant. And they're like, we got a problem. The troops are ready to mutiny over this. They know we're here for the opium. And we're funding the terrorists as an excuse to stay here. They're like, just parade them all out in front of everybody. Say we're doing it to fight Al-Qaeda. You think that's going to work, General? Absolutely. We've got to flaunt it in their face. We're going to defeat America.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Okay, it's Friday. I want to go over the economic news, more of the ATF news, the Libya information. Then we're going to go to your calls. I'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. By the way, last night's kickoff was very, very successful. The first news program ended up being an hour long. I told you it'll always be 30 minutes at least, but that's the great part about when we're first kicking this off ahead of cable systems and others picking it up, is that I can make it as long as I want. And this is really the beta testing phase But also, a lot of times we'll have the 30-minute show, and then we'll just come back and continue with special reports. Sometimes I'll say, okay, I'm interviewing four guests and taking your phone calls after the news. And that's what I did basically last night, is I talked for about 40 minutes before we kicked the news off, and was a little bit silly and made fun of teleprompters because we are teleprompter-free. And the crew did a really great job. I didn't get out of here until about 11 o'clock last night, and then I went on Coast to Coast AM to talk with the one, the only icon of talk radio overnight, George Norrie. Okay, again, new information on the Fast and Furious situation. It's not new information. It has been in regional papers in Illinois, in Texas, in Florida, that they're shipping the guns directly to drug gangs in the cities inside the U.S. And we've posted those articles. We've written articles about it. But Fox News is finally starting to look at it. And they say, evidence suggests cover-up in ATF scandal as more guns appear at crime scene. That's like saying evidence suggests Hitler didn't like Jews, or evidence suggests that Santa Claus is associated with Coca-Cola, or evidence suggests that they use a pigskin in NFL football. I mean, evidence suggests that Barack Obama reads off teleprompters. Evidence suggests that grass is green, the sky is blue, and water is wet, and ducks quack. They are completely caught from every angle, perjuring themselves. They've had testimony in Congress that, yes, the Obama administration did know. Members of the ATF called people in the administration, high level. The names are all public, and said, this is really dangerous. We should stop it. Does the president know? And they're told, yes, continue. This has all come out. What do you mean evidence suggests? See, Fox News doesn't really want to get Obama and stop this agenda. They've given tons of money to Hillary and Obama and the rest of it. They want to just act like they represent conservatives and libertarians and they're the alternative to CNN and the rest of it. And they are the alternative. It's like Jim Jones saying, you can have grape, strawberry, cherry, three different choices here, or America, two different choices of Kool-Aid, but it's all going to have a teaspoon of cyanide in it, enough to kill, 10 elephants. So how's that sound? I mean, Rupert Murdoch admits that they finance and push the carbon tax. I played their corporate PR clips where they brag that they're implanting messages in their TV shows. But see, Fox is there to keep their friends close, globalists, and keep their enemies, Americans that are awake, closer. And I'm only pointing out that CNN won't cover this. And strangely enough, CBS is one of the only groups that's actually been covering it. And still whitewashing, but they broke it in the, quote, national media, the mainstream corporate media. And I'm not even trying to attack Fox here. It's just that if the, quote, mainstream media came out and pointed out the perjury and where's the impeachment, where's the hearings, it would be over. They don't want that. They want Obama the puppet to be politically destroyed, move on, and they're going to give you Mitt Romney or Rick Perry. Both for socialist health care on record, both for carbon taxes on record, both for sanctuary cities on record. I guess Romney didn't work for Al Gore. Bilderberg. You couldn't be crazier. But see, as soon as they put a Mitt Romney in, conservatives, mainline ones, will sit back and go ahead and carbon tax me. Go ahead and take my guns. Because they'll have mainline liberals attacking Romney or Perry, and then conservatives, mainline ones, aren't sophisticated enough to get the scam. And go, wait a minute. You're attacking them to make them look like they have credibility because they know that conservatives are going to hate Rachel Maddow more than they are going to dislike the socialism and the consolidation of power and the cronyism of a Rick Perry. I mean, it's such elementary tricks. When Fox News attacks Obama, liberals then support him as he carries out a globalist agenda. It's such a simple, simple, simple trick that a five-year-old should be able to understand it. It's asinine how simple it is. Here's Fox News. Evidence suggests cover-up in ATF scandal. Really? As more guns appear at crime scenes. Oh, the number's higher than what they said? Yeah, the number we've got is 30,000 at least. Just hours after the death of Border Patrol agent Brian Terry, federal officials tried to cover up evidence that the gun that killed Terry was one that the government initially helped sell to Mexican cartels in a weapons trafficking program.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi everyone, it's MZ from the InfoWars team. You know, since we launched InfoWars team with Alex last January, over 7,500 InfoWarriors have signed up to be on the team, and over $500,000 in longevity product sales commissions have been paid out to InfoWars team members, just for trying our unique health products, feeling better, and sharing with others. Can you think of a better, more satisfying way to earn money? The opportunity is there, waiting for you at InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up for $10 one time, then get on the Alex Pack that contains a month's supply of all 90 essential nutrients every body needs to fight off disease, stress, and to maintain peak physical and mental performance. You decide how much you want to earn, enough to cover the cost of your products, a few hundred extra dollars per month, or enough to quit your job and make way more money than you do right now. You decide, but take action now. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up, get on the Alex Pack, and see what happens. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Coming up, we've got Larry Pratt joining us in about an hour from now to break down the details of the latest ATF activities. Also, all over the country, the ATF and local police are raiding gun dealers, gun collectors, gun owners. In almost all cases, they're law-abiding citizens. If you buy even 500 rounds of ammo now, in many cases, you're getting an ATF visit. And sometimes they just come and confiscate everything. Just like Katrina, hey, I'm high and dry here. I've got a generator. Why are you here? Well, I'm going to put you in handcuffs and cut your gun safe open and take your guns. That's what the military is here for, pal. FBI's in command. I'm Colonel Bob here. I'm going in to get them. They are all about flaunting this in their face. You know, I saw a Chicago Tribune article this morning. It's somewhere here in my stack. If you just type Alex Jones, Ron Paul into Google News, it'll come up. And it's like, Ron Paul can't be president because once he was on the Alex Jones show in 2005 during Katrina, and Jones was talking about Mexican and Dutch troops being brought in as part of the relief effort, which they were, and that this was part of a conditioning process for foreign occupation. And Ron Paul agreed that it was a dangerous precedent. Here's a link to it. This is insane. Oh, really? On Monday, it was in major newspapers, including what the New York Times, that, oh, Mexican army now comes up to 20 miles into the U.S. and interdicts drugs without even asking the U.S. They've been authorized to come in with commando raids, and they're raiding people's houses. That was in the mainstream news, and Kurt Nemo wrote an article about it and gave some of the background history. Remember when the Mexican cartels, and it turned out it was the army, killed the guy on the jet ski with his wife on that Falcon Lake bordering the Mexican-Texas border, and the national news came out and said she was lying? And then later, of course, it came out that there were witnesses. He was shot. They did get his body. They sent Mexican cops to find it, and they decapitated one and killed some others. It's like, oh, my husband, they killed him. They shot him. They came up on a boat and shot him. Oh, shut up, honey. There's no violence on the border. Oh, and only 30-plus thousand dead in the last 3 years. More dangerous than an average year in Vietnam per capita. Everything's fine. There's not giant mass graves everywhere. You know, I've been doing a lot of radio interviews lately, and I'll bring up that the first responders are not allowed at the 9/11 event, and people don't believe me. Even when I tell them, search it, they just say, you're lying. And of course, when they finally find out it's true, I'm still the bad guy for pointing it out. Yeah, they pulled in a boat and shot my husband in the head. No, you're lying, lady. U.S. government came out and attacked her. Federal government. There's nothing going on that border, sweetie cake. And in Arizona, routinely, whole rural areas, in one night, 14 houses got burned down. I mean, it's just absolute bedlam. And the media is like, hey, everything is A-OK. By the way, there's a Ron Paul interview we did 2 days ago that I noticed when you go into Google News has made it past their normal censoring of any of our information. And it's a really powerful 15, 16-minute interview. You should get out to everyone you know. It's Ron Paul. Rick Perry is the globalist choice for 2012. Please get that video. Ron Paul, Rick Perry is the globalist choice for 2012. And get it out to everyone you know. Don't forget, tonight, 7 o'clock, we're going to try to keep to 30 minutes tonight. My wife's like, do you have to come home every night at 11? My children are like, please grab my leg in the morning. Please come home. I've got to get where I can just do the news and leave and not do, I guess, all total last night, hour and 40 minutes. The news part itself was about 55 minutes long. And I also just did some talking. But this is a big venture, a big operation against the globalists. It's bold. It's having a big effect. We built all of this because of your support. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv member, it's 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month. That's $5.95 a month, or get 3 months free when you sign up for a year. And you can go to InfoWarsNews.com, InfoWarsNews.com, to sign up and to see the nightly news archive and the live stream of it when it's live, the special reports, the Alex Jones Live, that's this radio/TV show 3 hours a day, and the Alex Jones Rants area. And it's even easier for me to upload to PrisonPlanet.tv now, to InfoWarsNews.com, in that special area, than it is for me to even upload near real-time videos like I do at night and at 2 a.m. on the weekend and on the road. So now you're going to see more and more. Some of it will be posted on the Alex Jones channel on YouTube, because that's our overall message to get the word out. But you will see it exclusively posted there first, and a lot of it will be exclusive to the site. By the way, we allow, because I wish we could allow everybody, you to have 6 logins at once with the same username passcode. Just don't use the same username passcode you use for your bank account. Create one that you're willing to give to your friends and family that is just on PrisonPlanet.tv. I didn't think I need to explain that, but for some folks, you know, don't have it be the code to your alarm at your house, obviously. But create a code if you want to share it, and just tell people don't give it out to more, you know, than 5 or 6 people, because then if 6 people are logged on at once with that passcode, you will try to go log on and they won't be able to get on. But c'est la vie. If you give it out and people use it so much you can't get on sometimes, go sign up and get another membership and support us, because no good deed goes unpunished. It does cause occasionally some issues because people give out their passcode and then others give it out. And then I get emails going, I can't log in. And then we can go check the file and see, well, yeah, there were 6 people logged in when the show started under your passcode. So just give it to your wife, your husband, your son, your daughter, grandma, your boss, one of your employees, whatever. And just say, don't share this, but hope you use it. And they will. You just go enter it and you can do it. or you can just encourage folks to buy a membership. If you really want to support us, we had this a while back. I should reinstitute this. I think it's still a function we can just flip right back on. In fact, I'll go tell the IT guys to look into this and do it, where you could buy maybe five at a time and get a discount. Five at a time, and you know, that way, five memberships would be five times six. And we're talking about 30-something people being able to get on this thing. Why not do that? PrisonPlanet.tv is the main portal to all the films, everything else. But the nightly show, the special reports, this show, if you want to watch the video format of it, the archives, the live stream, and the rant section that's behind the scenes, on the road, you name it, PrisonPlanet.tv, or find it all in one spot at InfoWarsNews.com. Okay, I'm going to launch the phones here for folks. If you want to call in, I'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we will get you up and on the air. What do you think of the fact that it comes out that the ATF shipping guns all over Latin America and the U.S. to special drug gangs they use to knock out their competition and make sure it gets laundered with the proper banks that run this country? Wells Fargo, Wachovia, the rest of them, they've all been caught on record. If you're a new listener and you don't believe that, just type in $376 billion laundered by Wells Fargo, Wachovia in a two-year period. You'll get Bloomberg AP. I know if you're a new listener, it's hard to believe. It's all hidden in plain view. If you're a new listener and like, he says the Marines and the Army grow, guard the opium, and help load it on trucks, just type troops help guard and grow opium, put it into YouTube, you'll probably get 20-something newscast. Seriously, you'll get everything you can imagine. Multiple CNN, multiple Associated Press, multiple ABC News, multiple Fox, and it's all the same script, the same teleprompter script. We've got to guard this and help them, or the Taliban will win. What? The Taliban, most of the Taliban is just religious fanatics. And you've got a drug war going on. Most of the fighting over there is over the opium. That's what all the fighting is over. And then they got some miscreant, quote, Al-Qaeda people that nine times out of ten turn out to be globalist contractors or operatives just to keep the war going. That's the excuse to stay there and get that $500 billion. It's funny. It's $500 billion they estimate, the U.N. estimates, in opium coming out of there every year. And it's roughly $500 billion in narcotics and cocaine, just our share of all the different funnels coming in. Oh, you don't think the big mega banks are involved in that? Grow up, ladies and gentlemen. You think some crack house down the street's laundering part of that $500 billion? No. No. Drugs are made illegal to jack up the prices and create a black market, and so selectively the police can be deployed to raid people that are opening up their own shops and shipping in their own drugs at a low-level retail level. That's who gets shut down. And most of the time now, the government just tells the drug gang hit team, most of them trained at Fort Benning, Georgia, we now learn, go in there and slaughter all these people. You take them out, they'll just be statistics. Is that clear? They salute. Yes, sir. And that's how it runs. That's how America runs. Saluting, quote, drug cartels, Mexican commandos. Sure. Remember, 6 years ago, we told you all of this. Before it came out, there it is, London Guardian. How a big U.S. bank laundered billions from Mexico's murderous drug gangs. Yeah, they ended up leasing and running the aircraft as well. That was back in April this year. But there's an even better one from Bloomberg. It's got the $376 billion number on it. That went in a 2.5-year period, if I want to be technical. So, again, we're going to be... let me just tell GCN Live something. The phone board computer interface you've got is another talk show host up, so you need to relaunch that. I'm going to exit out, John. Is that good, Harmon? Yeah, we'll do it. Yeah, relaunch that for me because I'm not getting those calls coming through. I'm getting somebody else's interface here. Okay, let me get into the other news and then your phone calls. Like I said, Larry Pratt's coming up to get more into that. But if you ever need an example that governments are engaged in crime, there it is. I mean, they think you're that stupid that they just do all of this right out in the open. Okay, let me get into the financial news. there is some good news here. Obama halts controversial EPA regulation. And I spent quite a bit of time this morning trying to figure out exactly which group. It's not all of them, but it's part of a package, and I don't think he's actually halting this. It's just lawsuits have been filed by states like Texas. What is it? More than 20 states have filed lawsuits last time I checked. And there's also a bunch of power companies, mainly coal power plants, that supply 51% or more of our power. That number's actually growing. I think it's 52 now, but over half. Look it up yourself. Remember, Obama said, I will bankrupt coal. We did that in a report earlier in the week for InfoWars Nightly News, one of the special reports. They're saying, we will bankrupt you. So that's really helping out in court that, wow, the goal is to bankrupt, unless you're General Electric. And the fact that he gave them that waiver in February really helped the lawsuits, that it was so naked. See, the globalists are smart to a certain level, but they're also so arrogant now, so full of bravado, chutzpah, whatever, arrogance, just blind. Hubris is an even better word. Oh, yeah, they're showing me there on screen a happy globalist. Hillary Clinton is having a great time. Now, continuing, Obama halts controversial EPA regulation, and they call it smog, but then when you read into it, it's carbon dioxide and it's ozone. And you see, they've gotten these plants with reasonable regulations. See, they're stacking all this on reasonable things like catalytic converters and other systems that everybody reasonably called for in the last 30, 40 years, because nobody wants to breathe smog. Nobody wants to be poisoned. Nobody wants to get sick. I remember driving in as a child into Dallas. We lived right outside Dallas. And you'd see a big brown, yellow dome over the city of just cooking garbage. I remember getting sick driving in traffic with all the stinking cars. Now you drive by an old car, somebody that doesn't have a catalytic converter or a rotted out muffler, and, you know, you get sick right away. Remember when you were young, how bad it was in that congestion, the brain cells dying? So all of that's reasonable. So then they come in and say, yeah, we want to stop even more smog. And the power plants are like, well, we've got giant buildings called scrubbers where it goes through all different sorts of systems, dry scrubbers, wet scrubbers. Nothing's coming out. They have federal sensors by law at the top of the smokestack. If anything comes out other than water vapor and carbon dioxide, alarms go off. They have to shut down. The feds have Cessnas that fly back and forth. I've seen them, and they admit they have them. Hundreds of them. Dozens in Texas over just snooping and picking up the particulate. So our economy is shutting down. And China and Mexico, they have no controls. They have some of the dirtiest. India as well, coal power plants in the world, very toxic. Mercury, lead, all this stuff, blasting in, even dust, ashes raining down on people, very bad. Very bad. And so how is shutting down our plants so that select groups that can stay open make bigger profits, how does that help the Earth when we're one planet and the jet stream takes the Chinese toxic jet stream and brings it right back over the United States, and actually the jet stream comes in right over Texas, that particular band of the jet stream, and dumps it in. Then the environmentalist groups run around getting samples saying, look, the lead level's up, and then lawsuits have come out and proven it's from China and India. It's not our power plant. See, they say, oh, the air is picking up lead and mercury. You bet it is. That's in that dirty coal. And then there's a whole nother level and another level. 1996, Clinton took hundreds of thousands of acres of southern Utah land, badlands, off of mining, the only clean burning coal deposits of any large size in the Americas, in this entire hemisphere. From Alaska down to Chile, the only area they had it. Now, what it turned out, he was involved with a company. He was lobbied by a globalist China-based company that had the only other big deposit. What happened to their stocks? Overnight doubled. Profits were incredible. Then they mandate clean burning coal, but now you've got to ship it from China. This is how the scams operate. Now, we've got that information. Now, what does Der Spiegel say? Because I know how to go to a search engine and go to all the major ports on the major seas like San Francisco and others and pull up the water level over the last 100 plus years. Some of them go back 300 years in Europe. San Francisco, it's over 150. We've done this on air and showed it to you. The water level, the sea level has dropped. Remember they said all those islands in the Pacific were going to be underwater and it's actually dropped? And they've been caught in several cases where there'd be like a little island with a few trees on it where they wanted to take a shot years later. They would have amphibious dredges and bulldozers knock it down and kill the trees just to say, look, the island is submerged. I mean, these people are hardcore. Well, what is Der Spiegel saying? Der Spiegel, a big German publication. Global warming now causes sea levels to drop through weather shifts. That's right. Al Gore said we'd all be dead. We'd all be dead if we lived on the coast because it was all going to rise and kill us by, 2 years ago? And now they're saying, oh, it's dropping because of global warming. Oh, and how about those ice caps? Haven't melted yet. They're getting bigger. All right, we'll give you the key intel straight ahead.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings. With the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your 6 free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order your 6 free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get your 6 free meals shipped today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I've been pontificating about the government shipping drugs in and guns out of the country and other issues, and haven't scratched the surface of other news. Coming up, Libyan rebels round up blacks, put them in giant concentration camps. PrisonPlanet.com, we have links to Associated Press, you name it. And they're saying, hey, this is pretty reasonable. And they're just taking women, children, men, mowing them down. Power's off in most of the country, total bedlam. Al-Qaeda jihadis running around slaughtering people. And I saw comments in my article going, Jones, how dare you, you know, defend black Africans and be politically correct? These are illegal immigrants, to Africa. The blacks were in Libya first before the Arabs colonized it. And I'm not getting into Arab versus black either. We're all human beings. And I know some of the blacks were fighting on Gaddafi's side. The point is, they said they launched the war because Gaddafi might have shot some protesters, who we now know were Western-backed al-Qaeda rebels with tanks and grenade launchers blowing up police stations. It was all a lie. If they would have said, hey, we're going to foment a rebellion and take over Libya, I would have still said, hey, let's stay out of it. Let's, you know, if you break it, you own it. I don't like Gaddafi, but let's stay out of it. You know, why? So some oil companies can take over? No, thank you. But I wouldn't have been as upset as just the whole lie. Oh, Gaddafi shot some people. Turned out that was a lie. Gaddafi's doing some really mean stuff. These are just peaceful protesters. Turned out they were blowing stuff up, murdering people, lynching blacks 6 months ago. Basically, a black person better not show their face in the east of Libya. It's kind of like their own Arab hillbilly or something. Or like, you know, Louisiana in the 20s. It's not don't show yourself at night. Don't show yourself, period. And then I get these comments about, oh, you know, there you are defending the African takeover again. Some of these comments on the article Watson wrote at InfoWars have got to be a joke. In fact, later, Jaron, I think I IM'd you that comment. You probably have it, but I was going to read it. Just the sheer craziness of it. Oh, it's in the guest folder? Oh, here. Well, I haven't even gotten to the top story yet. Let me find it. Here it is. Deport these Southern Africans to whence they came. The whole place is Northern Africa, pal. If no one will accept them, sterilize them. It's sad that InfoWars takes the side of dictators that imports racial aliens and uses them as mercenaries against the indigenous Libyans. Indigenous Libyans. InfoWars editorial staff are such hypocrites. Now they side with importing foreigners to use against population. And there's a bunch of these. And then I get weird comments from people saying they're black people. I think some of these are PR firms. In fact, that's come back out in the news that Monsanto's got PR firms attacking people posing as commenters by the thousands. The federal government does. The Pentagon does. And I'll see, like, a month ago I was saying they're killing blacks that are in Libya. It's like, shut up, you whitey. You know good and well that blacks have a right to be in Libya. Africa is black. It's like you can't even discuss issues without all sides attacking just because I hear a name. It's like when I read scientific reports. We've got a big report tonight on the Nightly News where the government knows that bisphenol A and other plastic additives are flipping the sex of men in their endocrine controllers of the brain. And actually causing hermaphrodites to explode. If it doesn't change the actual sexual organs, it changes the area of the brain. And then I get national news stories saying I'm bashing gay people. Listen, if a frog is turned from male to female, it's not about bashing a gay frog. You know, if I talk about the Pentagon's plan to have a, quote, gay bomb, chemical they were going to spray on Iraqis, that's in the London Guardian. It's about the plan to do this so we don't reproduce. I'm not getting into the issue of gay or not gay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.